What's up, YouTubeanites? Welcome to Lords and Lombox Minutes, the cover price top 10 for the week ending April 8th. Oh, holy cow, has it been a minute? Jeez, it's good to see y'all. God, I don't know. I kind of enjoyed my week off. You guys, your week off, but while you guys are congregating, here's something that you could really just groove to. You know, that's still back old school, you know what I mean?
Do the damn thing. Make love and dance and sing, yeah. Got to get on the floor. You know life can give you more.
Damn, that was good.
That was nice. I like that beat, man.
I don't know if that was high because that's sounding super long, but I was just grooving, man. Speaking of grooving, JB, say what's good to people.
What's good, everybody? Welcome back to another edition of the Top 10. It feels like forever since we did a show, right?
Yeah, man.
Man, it feels like a while, but hey, yeah. We're back. That's right, we're back. We've got another fantastic list curated by the writers over at Cover Price.
Touche.
Put that in your play along at home, by the way. You know, tell us if you've got any of these books and make sure to comment your favorite cover in the comments below or any other comment you'd like. Last thing, most importantly, please subscribe to the channel if you're not already and hit that bell so you don't miss the next time that we go live.
Oh, yeah. Marty, see what's good to people. I see you have a friend with you here hanging out there. Yeah,
I can't follow that, man. Oh my goodness. I think you said it all right there, dude. But anyways, welcome to the show, everybody. We appreciate you guys being here, watching us on the live, on the rewind, whatever you have on that. What is it? You also have this on what other platform do you go?
I have it on Twitter. I have it on Facebook. Wherever you're listening. And then I have it on Spotify. So you can catch them on iTunes and everything else in the next day. So, man, that is a lot of different places. So,
there you go. Yeah. Many, many platforms.
Cover Price is in the house. So speaking of Cover Price, before we read the, here we'll give you what the runner up is. But Marty, why don't you read? There's a change that's been happening over at Cover Price. What is it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, please note, this list is now generated from a new algorithm that is more refined than our old trend percentage. The growth percentage slash trend seems here takes into account the grade, sales over the past week, and compares it to recent sales the week before.
There you go. Okay, yeah. So thank God you got our friends from Cover Price are in the live chat. So if you have any questions about what Marty just said, then you know, feel free to holler at them, and they're pretty good at him. Let's get to it. As you know, always there's a runner-up to the top 10. And you know what? This list, I'm glad we took a week off because this list has totally changed and all it takes is just one new show, and it just dominates the list, right? But let's get to the others first, though. What do you have for number up?
Yeah, runner up is number 11, of course, Geiger number 1 by Image Comics, published in 2021. Last week, Ghost Machine launched new titles that take place in the Geiger universe, Geiger Redcoat and Rook Exodus. This resurgence has led many back to the original books, seeking to pick up the significant keys that are associated with the revisited characters. For those that follow Geiger News closely, Paramount Studio was in the process of creating a TV adaptation of the series in 2022. However, news of that production has been largely absent. The release of this new series has been the most we have gotten from the IP, but it was enough. Fans of the universe have taken to the aftermarket to show the community just how much Geiger is loved. We track 17 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 19% with a high sale of $60 for a CGC 9.8 copy and a raw near mint fair market value of $14.
Yeah, and I this is Geiger number one, the Paco Medina 1/25 variant. I remember this when it came out, and it's a great read too. So I mean, when it came out, there was a lot of hype behind it, and people were buying it up. So it's good to see. I hope that Paramount actually does something with it. So there you go. So runner up is Geiger Paco Medina 1/25 variant from Image 2021. All right, JB, what do we have for the top 10?
All right, to officially kick off the top 10, it looks like people want a little bit more of that Geiger. At number 10, we've got Geiger 80 page.
Oh, wait. I'm going to have to interrupt you because something was invoked in the live chat.
Come to me. I've been waiting.
Oh, my God.
We're clipping that.
No, we're not.
Hey, give the people what they want. Go ahead.
You got to give the people what they want. And they want what they want. Lady Laura. All right, at number 10, we've got Geiger 80-page giant issue number one, the Brian Hitch cover, originally published in 2022. Now, Geiger was a hit there a while back in 2022. The fandom was curious about the new IP, and it was difficult to come by. Well, time passed, and it faded into the background. That is, until now, with the release of three new titles from Ghost Machine, including Rook, Geiger, and Red Coat. This book is trending thanks to Old Red, who debuted in this book, appeared on the cover, and now has his own series. We tracked 8 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 15% with a high sale of $45 for a near mint raw copy and a current near mint fair market value of $42.
I want to just say how soothing your voice is, JB. It's been a long time since stylings of JB, man.
You got to admit, though, JB does have a great radio voice, though.
Thank you. I'm looking for work, everybody. Anybody knows of any voiceover work, come hit me up.
All right. Number 10 on this is Geiger, 80-page giant. Love Brian Hitch, number one from Image in 2022. So people are digging in among boxes or eBay boxes, wherever they may be. All right, what do you have for number 9?
Oh, it's back. Number 9 is Ultimate Black Panther number 1, the Stefano Pezzelli regular cover. Yeah, published by Marvel in 2024. While this book calmed down for a period, it's right back into our top 10. It's the only Ultimate title to remain on our list, with the fandom eagerly searching for copies as they await issue 3. Issue 3 will see the debut of Ultimate Killmonger and Ultimate Storm, two massive characters within the Black Panther mythos. With those two drawn into the fold, the storytelling that could come about is unparalleled. It remains to be seen if Marvel will capitalize, but they've done well with the Ultimate series thus far. We tracked 26 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 44% with a high sale of $87 for a CGC 9.8 and a current near mint fair market value of $37.
Yeah, man, this is the book that just won't go. It won't go away. If cover price is in the house, I mean, can you tell us how many weeks it's been on the top 10? I mean, it's still pulling along there, number 9.
Yeah, but they're still issuing new characters. I mean, two more new Ultimate characters will debut in issue number 3, and it just keeps the momentum going.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah, jump. I was telling you, all those Ultimate titles, get them. All right, over there for number 8. Whoa.
All right. Hey, you know what this is?
Well, yeah.
No, at number eight, Super Villain Team Up, issue number 5, originally published in 1976. Oh man, that's the Bronze Age. Now, this book was trending for no discernible reason. Now, light has been shed and the why has been revealed. Marvel has been teasing the new Moon Knight's identity after Mark Spector's death. And we finally know who that is. That's right. It's the Shroud, the community proclaimed ripoff of Batman. There were quiet rumors that the Shroud would take on the mantle, with numerous collectors scouring the aftermarket for this book and his first appearance. Now that it's been confirmed, more may seek to acquire a copy. We tracked 26 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 81%, with a high sale of $34 for a VF raw copy and a current raw near mint fair market value of $92.
So you're telling me the newest iteration of Moon Knight on the comics right now, it was revealed to be the Shroud?
Correct.
That's just some lazy writing right there. That's whack, man. I'd be pissed off too, man. Mark Spector has such a great history of just kind of like paranoid schizophrenia, and then, you know, he was Mr. Knight when he wore the suit, and now he's the Shroud. Come on, folks. But, you know, people won't buy it up. Number 8 on the list, Super Villain Team Up number 5, Raw Dog, for $34. All right, what do you have for number 7?
Yes, number 7 brings you Geiger, 80-page giant number 1. Gary Frank's The Regular Cover, published by Image in 2022. So far, the three new characters introduced in Ghost Machine number 1 has been seeing some aftermarket love, specifically Red Coat, who first appeared in this book. He's a quirky immortal and appeals to a broad collector base. That's caused collectors to seek out his first appearance in this title now that he has his series, and cover A is currently the cheaper option to acquire. We tracked 11 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 127%, with a high sale of $40 for a raw copy and a current raw near mint fair market value of $32.
Just take a minute to just like take in all this cover. I mean, it's one character, it just says Milky Way, the secret origin of Barney. The victims of the safari bomb, the tales of unknown war, and it's like a rhino, and then the most haunted woman alive, Bonnie Borden, because you know the Borden family thing about her topping the head off. You ever heard that? Lizzie Borden. Yep. Yes, yep. Lizzie Borden. So boom, mark that on your calendar or your bingo card if you had a Lizzie Borden reference. There you go. Right.
Yeah. What do you have for Lizzie Borden?
All right, I am on the list. That's right. At number 6, we've got The Silver Surfer, issue number 1, originally published in 1968. Now, we got some casting news for the upcoming Fantastic Four, specifically The Silver Surfer. That's caused prevalent Silver Surfer keys to surge, including this title featuring his origin and first ongoing series. It also features the now coveted first appearance of Shala Baal, who was recently cast as the Silver Surfer in the MCU. We tracked 28 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 36%, with a high sale of $505 for a CGC 4.5 and a current raw, very fine fair market value of $612.
So I didn't think we'd have to talk about this book, but obviously I love it. Silver Surfer is one of my favorite characters.
Oh,
Silver Surfer number 1 coming in at number 6, over $500 in a 4.5, which is also a great read. Is you have to read the John Byrne one shot, the Silver Surfer John Byrne one shot. That is an incredible kind of piece of like surfer history. But the thing, the whole the Shala Baal being Silver Surfer, people will get in their panties in a bunch, and I'm just like, that just means there'll be two surfers. There doesn't, because I guarantee you there will be a Norn Rad. Way back when I used to do scoops for my buddy Mikey Sutton. Shout out, rest in peace, Mikey Sutton. But actually, no, I didn't get this from Mikey Sutton. I got it from two independent sources. One that worked at Marvel and one that worked at Disney. That they had something called Heralds of Galactus. If you guys remember my show, I talked about that. Heralds of Galactus is a project supposedly Marvel is the development in. So this is, I think, just part one of that process. There's a lot of surfers that they are, a lot of heralds in the history of the Marvel comics that they can pull from. You know what I mean? Like Fire Lord, and one of my other favorites is Terrax. Terrax was a badass.
There's a whole bunch of them though, aren't there?
Yeah, man, there's a bunch. All right, what do you have for number five? Nova, of course. Yeah, she's coming. We know that she's coming. Yeah. So, all right, what do you have for number five?
Yes. Oh. Number five brings you What Damn. If number 37, this direct edition published by Marvel in 1983. Shala Ball is causing a stir in the community. She bears the distinction of being the Silver Surfer in the upcoming Fantastic Four. Silver Surfer is a herald of Galactus, a universal threat for which fans have been dying for. Her key titles are flying off the digital shelf, including this book, where Shala Ball is introduced as Starglow, a herald of Galactus. We tracked 44 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 131%, with a high sale of $35 for a near mint raw copy and a current raw near mint fair market value of $19.
Wow. People are digging really deep, right?
I mean, yeah, talk about
FOMO to the finest, but the funny thing is there's like, okay, there's one true, you know, there's one true first appearance of Shala Ball, but you know, in later comics, there's a Shala Ball that, you know, becomes a Silver Surfer, but it's in alternate universes and everything else. So, you know, but you know, I think everybody's just kind of guessing at this point, but I can see it go either way. You know what I mean? But man, this is a deep dive right here. The, whoever that chick is, I never,
dude, this is
it.
A sick cover too. Look at that. What if Beast and Thing continued to mutate?
Yeah. Yeah, Beast don't look good. I mean,
that'd be gnarly, man.
Thing don't look good. Beast looks good though. I mean, but Thing, I don't know. He has like a rock problem. Yeah. All right. What do you have for number four?
Well, before we get to number four, let's take a moment to shout out that live chat. If you're enjoying tonight's show, make sure to hit that thumbs up. And if you're watching on the rewind, please make sure to comment your favorite cover of the night. All right, at number four, we've got X-Men issue number 24, originally published in 1993. Andy Kubert hit fans in the feels when creating this cover, playing on the fan base's emotions. Since the 90s, Rogue and Gambit have been two peas in a pod, the yellow to the mellow, etc., etc. The point is, people love seeing the characters together. Of course, Magneto is currently messing that up in X-Men 97, and some fans are peeved. They're making a stand and buying up copies of this iconic cover across the aftermarket. We tracked 27 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 167%, with a high sale of $20 for a very fine raw copy and a current raw near mint fair market value of $16.
So X-Men number 24, number four. So this new X-Men TV series has really kind of captivated a whole new brand new audience. And it's funny that some of the scenes are direct homages for comic covers, right? Just remember that one episode where like Gambit loses it and he goes in a room and Rogue is in Magneto's arms, but he goes, I mean, that's like a cover in itself, but I don't think they were, you know, they were in same embrace kind of thing, but there, I have a feeling there will be more and more of these type of things once more X-Men issues come out. People just
homages to that. Yeah. Exactly. Homages.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. What do you have for number three? Oh, I love this.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Number three brings you X-Men number 239. This is the direct edition published by Marvel in 1988. For those unable to acquire the first appearance of Mr. Sinister, this is a fantastic consolation prize. Not only is this his second appearance, but his first cover appearance and first cover and mention of Madeline Pryor as the Goblin Queen. We won't spoil it here for those who aren't currently caught up with the X-Men 97, but will we say a little... She plays a quite important. That was like a lip roll tongue twister, you know. Yeah, but we will say she plays quite an important part. We tracked 40 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 104%, with a high sale of $250 for a CGC 9.8 and a current raw near mint fair market value of $30.
X-Men Uncanny X-Men number 239, 9.8. Wow. For 250? Jeez. Are we really spoiling it? Because in the comics, it's kind of the way the story plays out, right? But in it a little differently, but for the most part, it's the gist of it. They just take a lot longer to tell you. And whereas the X-Men series told you, the X-Men cartoon told you in like, what, one or two episodes, you know, who was who or what was what. And I'll just leave it at that. All right. Number three on the list. Number two, I used to have this. I don't know where it is, but I'm so glad this is on here. This is so cool. This is the 90s at its best.
Good Lord, man. All right. My final read of the night at number two, Evangeline issue number one. Originally published in 1995 from Maximum Press. Now, Evangeline is a fallen angel turned badass who has recently been set to appear in a big screen adaptation. Wait a minute, what? Whoa. One more time. Whoa. From the top. Really? To the Evangeline is a fallen angel turned badass who has recently been set to appear in a big screen adaptation. Olivia Wilde and Margot Robbie are taking on the challenge of translating this under the radar book to screen. And it's a hefty challenge. With the deluge of movies, TV series, and more from the big two over the past decade and a half, smaller indie titles like this have fallen to the wayside. With Robbie producing and Wild behind the camera, they aim to change that and bring a truly obscure character to the masses. Holy shit. Tracked 192 copies sold. Damn! At a 7-day trend of 800% with a high sale of $29 for a near mint raw copy and a current raw near mint fair market value of $24. Everyone get out there and dig this one out of a dollar box, because it's out there.
There aren't anybody's long box, that's for sure. Hey, our friend Nemesis Prime in the live chat says the new trailer for their Joker 2 just dropped. Joker 2 supposedly is the musical, so
something to do nice
after the show. But so this was a very, very particular age in Marvel in comics period. Evangeline. There was other things like Warrior Nun Ariel.
Dark Child. Do you remember that?
I love Dark Child. Randy.
Yeah.
Dark
Child. Yeah. Witchblade was part of
Witchblade, Psyblade. There's a bunch of just
There's a lot, man.
Best you can call it is cheesecake. Is that the correct term? But yeah, let's just say that they were all going for it. Like Warren on Ariella was actually adapted, it was done on Netflix. But obviously, they didn't keep the original, because it's like they can't have a naked
and longer legs are, man.
A nun in lingerie, fighting people. But the Pope would have just had to roll over in his grave. All right. What do you have for number one? Whoa. Yes.
Beautiful cover. Beautiful cover. Interesting read, too. So number one brings you Earth X, number 12, published by Marvel in 2000. It was just a few months ago on our December 4th, 2023 top 10, where Hercules, Twilight of a God, number one, made our list due to strong rumors of Marvel focusing on a female version of the Silver Surfer. Bad speculation sent folks to that book and issue number four, featuring a variant Hercules daughter, Juno, taking on the moniker. The first appearance of Frankie Ray, possibly played by Anya Taylor-Joy, who was the most likely candidate at the time, and the first iteration of female Silver Surfer in the Ninth Man Ultimate Ninja number 11, were also hot books. However, not many expected the recent news that Julia Garner would play Shala Baal as the Silver Surfer in Marvel's Fantastic Four. The news spurred instant debate. Shala Baal's first appearance as the Silver Surfer is found on this cover, along with one full-page cameo. But what's her first full appearance, you ask? Well, she doesn't really have one. In Earth-X number 13, aka Earth-X number 10, she appears again in a cameo through four small panels with dialogue and is killed in one of them. The appearance in this issue number 12 is much more substantial, mostly thanks to the cover, and therefore has captured the market's interest. See the comparison below this list. What do you think? We tracked 85 copies sold at a 7-day trend of 1,380% with a high sale of $70 for a near mint plus raw copy and a current raw near mint fair market value of $56.
Wow, that was a long read. Great job, Marty. Yeah. Hey, there was not a single bingo finger.
If there was, I don't remember, man.
Whatever, I just muffed that up, so I deserve to get one. But yeah, Earth X number 12. I remember this when this came out. This was a great figure. It was Earth X, and then after that, it was like Universe X. Great read, kind of like alternate stuff that they did. But like I said, man, this Shalabal spec is going to go wild. It's going to be like, you know, appears in like in Fantastic Four, I believe, but I just only mentions her name, I believe, in that. Like the John Byrne one shot, that's the story of how he got stuck up, banished to Earth. You know, he's drooling on about Shalabal, 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 you know, and so, but you know, he basically, the story is Norman Rad sacrificed himself to save his planet he was from and Shalabal. He had to leave back his wife, you know, and then became a, you know, badass silver dude roaming the galaxies, devouring planets, then had a doubt about it, said, I didn't want to do this, it's wrong, and then he got trapped on Earth. That's the gist of it. So I just give you the surface history up to a nutshell. And then, you know, obviously there's the stuff with Thanos and everything later on, but great show, guys.
Yeah, man. Enjoyed it.
But and one more, what was the last thing Silver Surfer said to Shalabal? Ta-ta, Zin-law. I'm out. Get it. Zin-law was the plan. Okay, man. That's a cosmic. Good, man. JB, any last words?
Everyone, thanks for joining us tonight. We will be back on Thursday with the Shakers list, aka the Ofer list. And look forward to it. Don't forget, everybody, we had a good time.
Yes, we did. Marty, your last words.
We had an amazing time. Really enjoyed it. Great to be back with you guys, man. You know, it seemed, I know.
At first, it was a little rusty. Then you just, it's automatic mode.
It's automatic, muscle memory, man. But anyways, it was great to be back. Enjoy being back. See you guys Thursday for the Shaker Show. Hopefully Lady Laura joins us then too. We'll have a full panel. And
she'll be here in spirit though. You know why?
Come to me. I've been waiting.
Oh my God.
We're clipping that.
No, we're not.
JB, Laura, Marty, Matt Damon, who couldn't make it, but be on the Shaker Show. We'll see you Thursday. Make sure you sub and leave a comment. If you don't leave a comment, you don't win. right?
No,
I mean, all you gotta do is leave a comment. You can say anything. You can say your favorite cover, like, you know, JB said, just say hello, new to the channel, I love your channel, or subscribe, or say I hate you. Just actually, that would be hilarious if somebody left the comment like, you guys suck, and then they were the winner, and it's kind of like, you know, that's
what you deserve. you suck, but you won anyway, so that's how we roll.
You know what I've always told them? Kill them with kindness. That's what we do, man.
There you go, man.
We'll see you Thursday at 6 p.m. for the Shaker Show. Until next time, boys and girls, keep digging in them long boxes. Peace out.
Legends of the universe. Their mission, to fight injustice, to right that which is wrong, and to serve all mankind.
Now that's a name I've not heard.
You shall know that the Lord is
what's in the box?